Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, August 5th, 2008. The Israeli army continued attacking West Bank cities, kidnapping 11 civilians. In addition, Israeli settlers also targeted Hebron City. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. On Tuesday morning, the Israeli army invaded the West Bank cities of Jenin, Tubas, Tul Karim, Hebron, and Nablus, kidnapping 12 civilians. The Israeli army invaded Jenin City several times in the morning. Military vehicles poured into the streets, while Israeli troops shot gunfire at random and erected a military checkpoint near a local university. In the West Bank city of Nablus, Israeli troops searched and ransacked several houses and kidnapped 4 civilians. Israeli military vehicles also drove through the streets and invaded the nearby village of Kfur Khalil. Moreover, Israeli troops invaded the Nur al-Shams refugee camp in the West Bank city of Tul Karem and kidnapped 2 civilians. One of the people kidnapped was a lawyer. Both civilians were taken to an unknown detention camp after their homes were ransacked. The Israeli army also invaded Al-Farah refugee camp in the West Bank city of Tubas. Israeli troops accompanied by military vehicles surrounded the camp, ransacked several houses, and kidnapped a total of 5 civilians. Eyewitnesses reported that troops shot sound bombs and gunfire among civilians. No casualties were reported. In Beit Umar village in the northern West Bank city of Hebron, Israeli troops searched and ransacked several houses. One civilian was kidnapped and taken to an unknown destination. Continuing our daily news coverage, a group of Israeli settlers attacked the West Bank city of Hebron this morning. Eyewitnesses reported that the Israeli settlers attacked Palestinian cars by throwing stones. Settlers also attacked several houses in Wad al-Nasara village in an attempt to break in. Also in the village of Wad al-Nasara, medical sources reported that Israeli settlers attacked 80-year-old Aish al-Jabari, who sustained moderate injuries and bruises over his entire body. He was transported to a local hospital for treatment. In a separate issue, Defense Minister and Labor Party leader Ehud Barak criticized his political rivals by equating them with the hosts of reality television shows. Barak told his constituents that a military operation in the Gaza Strip was still very much on the agenda. Speaking at a Labor Party event in Jerusalem on Monday evening, Barak said, "Anyone who misses the military operations in Gaza mustn't worry. They will come." Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Nathan Dannison and Hussam Kassis.